the Waterburn Harvest Festival is happening again this coming weekend. It's going to be awesome. There's so many things going on. I'm not even going to begin to try and remember all of them because I've had a very long weekend. But the Porterhouse and Metalman will have a big presence on the bar in Bolton Street Car Park this year. There's going to be a big tent, a lot of beers. I think we're going to have 20 draft lines. And it's going to be a really fun weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's going to be craft beer, Bolton Street Car Park in Waterford. Come down and see us. I'm Gráinne. I'm from Metalman Brewing. We're a microbrewery based down in Waterford. We set up a couple of years ago, about 2.5 years ago now. Before I was a commercial brewer, I was a home brewer whilst also balancing a job in IT. I knew I wanted a bit of a change of career from IT. I didn't know for a long time what that career would end up being. But I did used to homebrew along with Tim, my other half, who patiently put up with the tanks around the kitchen and then graciously helped me drink it all. But he was also very involved in the whole thing. We've been interested in beer together for a long time. So in January 2011, I gave up work concentrate full-time on the brewery. And I was, I suppose, employee number one in Metalman on the 1st of February 2011. At that stage, we had arranged to contract brew our beer with a brewery in Tipperary called White Gypsy. That was our Metalman Pale Ale recipe that we had prototyped at home whilst home brewing. And we started brewing it at White Gypsy in February 2011. We launched in March in the Bullen Castle in Dublin. And within a few weeks, we had our first award. So we were pretty chuffed with that. Since then, we have transitioned production across to our brewery in Waterford, which happened in April last year. I suppose it's now September 2013, and we've found ourselves out of capacity, which is a little disconcerting, but quite exciting. We need to build a new brewery, which takes a lot of money and a lot of commitment and time, but we're excited about it. So that's a big project that's ongoing at the moment. Our main beer is our Metalman Pale Ale. That's the beer that we launched with and that won Bure Beer of the Year this year. That's the only beer that we make that's available all the time. Everything else right now is a seasonal because we don't have the capacity to produce anything else permanently. I suppose to start with, maybe we've got our Chameleon range, which is our experimental range. That allows us to have a little bit of a play around in the brewery. We try out different ingredients and different recipes and see, you know, if we're happy with a particular style maybe or a particular set of hops. One beer that we've got on is called Chameleon Brau. It's a German-style lager, 4.5%. It's like a lovely, malty, refreshing beer. We've got a light wheat beer called Solstice, which is made with orange, lemon and coriander. Again, it's a lovely summery beer. That's what you're drinking at the moment.
I knew that.
We've got Windjammer, which is an amber beer, and this is one probably our most popular seasonal beer. It's made with hops from New Zealand, which lend a really tropical fruit character to the beer. Notes of mango, notes of pineapple, and it's balanced with a lovely maltiness. So 4.8%, it's pretty sessionable. There is about a pint and a half left in the line, and then it's gone for this festival.
Where do you come up with this stuff? I mean, is some of it just your brilliance and the other stuff just kind of chancing it?
Brewing is like cooking, you know, you've got a range of ingredients at your fingertips and you combine things in different ways to come up with something that you feel is going to be an interesting flavor combination. So Windjammer has always been popular and it really appeals to both male and female palates in equal quantity, which is great because we do have some beers that are probably more male-oriented than female-oriented, or at least that's the perception that we get from when girls want to maybe try a beer that they haven't had before. They're often put off by the notion of a beer, particularly by colour. If a beer is dark, we do tend to find that the female drinker will shy away from that often because they feel that they don't like dark beer, which really isn't the case. We've got an awesome beer called Moonbeam here today. It's 5%. It's quite light in character, but it's got a lot of chocolate, cocoa, hazelnutty flavours going on just from the malts that we use. And that's something that we've seen it this weekend at the festival because there have been a lot more women here this year than previous years. And we've had women tasting this beer going, I don't really like dark beer, to which my standard response is, taste with your mouth, not with your eyes. and they close their eyes and taste the beer and they go, oh my God, that's amazing. And it, you know, and it's great to see people pushing out the boat and trying different flavors. And we have less and less people coming up to us going, my favorite beer is Corona, so I want a lager and I'm not prepared to try anything that isn't a lager. So it's great. And then I think the other beer we've got on is a really dry amber lager called Sahara. It's made with a hop called Sorachi Ace from Japan. And it's a really unusual flavor profile. And that's probably been our second best-selling beer this weekend. So people are ready to try different flavors. It's great.
Okay, two last questions. One, you've done very well on the women thing. Well, let's just say a female listener is hearing this and saying, I'm going to stick with Corona, I'm going to play it very safe. What else would you say to convince the conservative female drinker to fill her boots and go and try something a wee bit more original?
Well, I would say there's nothing wrong with drinking Corona if you've tried other beers and you genuinely don't like them. But I suppose to draw a comparison, it would be, there are very few people out there who say, I only eat fish and chips because I don't like other food. So, you know, there is a wild, wild, wonderful beer variety out there. Try other stuff. You're not going to like it all. You might not even like a lot of it, but there are so many different flavor profiles out there in the craft beer world, and there are so many fun and interesting beers. Like we make a great ginger beer in the summertime. It's beautiful. It's like a light beer, but with lots of fresh root ginger. And it doesn't appeal to everyone, because some people don't like too much ginger in their beer, and some people don't like any ginger in their beer, and some people say there's not enough ginger in that beer. So, you know, your palate is a very personal thing. Try all the beers, and by all means, love a particular beer and have your go-to beer, but don't rule out anything.